When she was done, a fat old male wearing a tattered straw hat and a soup-stained smock shook Kruver's paw heartily.
"Ah, and 'tis yourself, the great shark wrestler. I raise me hat to you, sir, I do indeed. Come on, me gooch is proud to be shaking the paw that shook a shark."
Skerrum strode forward, flexing his ears.
"Actually, old chap, 'twas me who wrestled the blighter, don't you know? When the jolly old shark was worn out, I sent Kruver in to deal him a whack or two. Skerrum Shark Slayer at your service, sir."
Kumani raised his bushy eyebrows.
"Well now, ain't ye the bold fella? We'll take a trip down to the shore later and let you show us how you wrestle with the great sharks. How'll that suit you?"
The garrulous hare had his answer ready.
I'm resting at the moment. Besides, you won't see a fin for miles around. Sharks know I'm here, you see. Oh, yes, mention Skerrum Shark Slayer, and they paddle off pretty fast. Can't blame the poor cads, really, can you, what?"
A pretty hogmaid of about 16 seasons gazed adoringly at Skerrum.
"Faith, sir, you must have had some terrible times with the old sharks. I'd be afraid just to see one."
Sagax and Kruver were having trouble stifling their laughter. The hare glared at them and whispered,
"Tittle not, chaps. Got to impress the locals. They don't give tramps very big portions, you know. But I bet they feed heroes like bloomin' kings."
He turned to the hogmaid.
"No need to be feared of sharks, me dear. Not whilst I'm around. Just before we go into dinner, let me tell you the story of how I fought the great giant monster hog-eatin' shark. Ha! That was a day I'll never forget, eh, what?"
The Miigwech tribe loved nothing better than a good story. They sat down on the sand and listened to Skerrum's horrendous and totally untrue account. He strutted about with his chest puffed out, shutting one eye and glaring ferociously at his audience.
"This happened down the coast, south from Salamandastron, about 2 summers ago. Were any of you chaps there at the time?"
An oldster raised his paw.
"Meself was there, sir."
Skerrum twitched his whiskers.
No. 'Twas 3 summers back. Now I come to think of it. Paws up any beast who was there 3 summers back.
No paws were raised, so the hare continued with his lies.
"Ah, yes, chaps and chapesses. 'Twas a bright sunny day, and I was walking along the shore, when all of a belly sudden, 2 small hedgehogs, dear little types, came charging out of the sea, crying and wailing in pitiful voices. 'Ho, Skerrum Shark Slayer,' they cried, 'save our grandma!'